Thank you for tuning into Soldiers of the Light Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ podcast with your host, Pastor Joe. Each episode will include a conversation style recording where Joe will include a realistic theological perspective to having a close desire and growing closer in allegiance to Jesus Christ and how he contributes his understanding of the Christian life of the world we live in today. Please keep in mind that the audio quality may vary since these podcasts are recorded on multiple devices. The Life's Lessons in Christ episodes are brought to you by Soldiers of the Light Ministries Productions Incorporated. Don't forget to subscribe and thanks again for tuning in.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Life Lessons in Christ by Soldiers of the Light Ministries. Today, we're going to talk about what happened at Pentecost. Interesting topic. I've been doing a 21 days of breakthrough prayer on my live feed ministry over there in Facebook land. But today, I want to talk about what happened at Pentecost. And I'm going to be coming from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. And I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. And it reads, "On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a mighty sound from heaven, like a roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages. And as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability, at that time, they were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. And when they heard the loud noise, everyone came running. And they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. They were completely amazed. 'How can this be?' they exclaimed. 'These people are all from Galilee, and yet we hear them speaking in our own native language. Here we are, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, people from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and the province of Asia and Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the areas of Libya and around Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, excuse me, and we are all here, and we all hear these people speaking in our own languages." Excuse me for a second. I have a little cough here today. Okay. All right. Now, in our own language about the wonderful things God has done, they stood there amazed and perplexed. "What can this mean?" they asked each other. But others in the crowd ridiculed them, saying, "They are just drunk. That's all. They are just drunk. That's all." I like that. I like that. May the Lord bless the reading of the word. Now, tonight, you know, listen, we all need a better understanding of what I feel really happened on the day of Pentecost. We may never fully understand all that happened, but we must respond more completely to that event if we are going to be what our Lord would have us to be. You know, for some, you know, as we celebrate, you know, the Christmas holidays because it marks the coming of Christ into the world. Some, we celebrate Easter because of the victorious resurrection of our Lord from death and the grave. We should celebrate Pentecost, right, as the same time when the Holy Spirit came. Because we have neglected the significance of what happened on the day of Pentecost, we are undernourished. Many are impoverished, incomplete, uninformed, unequipped, ineffective, and in many respects, unsatisfactory in our Christian witness. What really happened on the day of Pentecost? Well, let's jump right into this. You know, listen, so we have a clearer understanding. Pentecost was a Jewish religious festival. Pentecost was a day of historical significance. It came 50 days after Passover and commemorated the giving of the law of God to Moses on Mount Sinai. Pentecost was a day of agricultural significance. In that day, the Israelites made an offering to God as an expression of gratitude for the completed harvest. You know, Pentecost was also a sovereign, gracious act of God. Pentecost was not merely the natural result of the concentrated efforts of the early followers of Christ. That which was experienced on the day of Pentecost was a fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. If you go back and you look in Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 29, you know, Pentecost was a gift of the exalted Christ to his church. If you look at verse 33 in Acts chapter 2, and listen, and it reads, now he is exalted to the place of the highest honor in heaven at God's right hand, and the Father, as he had promised, and gave him the Holy Spirit to pour out upon us, just as you see and hear today. Now, Pentecost was the baptismal experience of the church. John the Baptist predicted that Jesus Christ would baptize with the Holy Spirit, right, with fire. And Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, he spoke of the baptism of the Spirit as an experience in which people of all conditions, classes, and colors had been brought into a unity with Jesus Christ by means of a Spirit baptism. Now, if you look that up in Luke chapter 3, verse 16 and 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. Now, a knowledge of Old Testament symbolism indicated the activity of God is absolutely essential if we are to understand what God was seeking to communicate to his people and concerning his people on the day, of Pentecost. You know, in these events, God was speaking to his church. God was also speaking to the Jews and to the world concerning his church on the day of Pentecost. Now, listen, the word says there was a sound of a rushing mighty wind, right? The Hebrew word translated wind is used three different ways in the Old Testament. It can refer to breathe, like, as for instance, the breath of life, or breath, right, which is the breath of life. It also used with the reference to the desert wind rushing violently across the land or blowing softly in the evening. This word is also used as a reference to the Spirit of God. The sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind symbolized a manifestation. I like this part. A manifestation of the presence of God to the Jewish people on the day of Pentecost. Now, let's jump into when the word says tongues like as fire, right? These tongues were not fire, but rather were like fire. Some Old Testament background is helpful at this point. You know, the Lord, I like this. Oh, this is going to blow your mind. The Lord appeared to Moses in a bush that burned with fire, yet was not consumed. The Lord led the children of Israel out of Egypt, or out of the bond of Egypt, by means of a pillar of fire. Elijah challenged the prophets of Baal to a contest in which the God who answered by fire was to be worshiped as the true God. When Solomon dedicated the temple, the fire came down from heaven and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces upon the ground or to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. The tongues of fire that fell on each of the 120 in the upper room on the day of Pentecost was similar to the activity of God at the time when Solomon's temple was dedicated. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. They began to speak with other tongues. A miracle happened in which Babel was reversed. Remember that story in Genesis chapter 11, verse 7. Present in Jerusalem were groups from 17 different national areas with different dialects or languages, and they each heard and understood in their own language. In the events that took place on the day of Pentecost, you know, what I love about the fact is the God of Israel was identifying the new Israel. God was authenticating his church as the instrument he would use for his redemptive purposes. His church was empowered, equipped, and commissioned. Diverse groups were unified into one body through which Christ could function. That's us today. That's us in this world today. You know, we are each, you know, we are all one body. Every person on this earth that knows Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, right, is the church through which Christ can operate as one. Now, Pentecost also emphasized the preaching of the good news through Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus of Nazareth was the Son of God and the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. Jesus Christ had been crucified on a cross for humanity's sin. Jesus Christ had conquered death and the grave by his resurrection. Jesus Christ is now exalted to a position of lordship. Jesus Christ, understand this, and may it work in our hearts. Jesus Christ is worthy of our worship and adoration and trust. Jesus Christ was present on the day of Pentecost in great power. Now, I'm gonna ask you this again. What happened on the day of Pentecost? You know, I can only say this, more than we possibly can understand. The immediate result of Pentecost was that the believers proclaimed a gospel that was all-inclusive in its invitation and all-sufficient in its provision. It was a simple way of salvation through Jesus Christ. Now, I leave you with this. You know, for many of us that don't understand or don't have the natural prayer language that we should have with our Heavenly Father, we should seek to understand what happened on the day of Pentecost and respond to it and let it become real in our own hearts and our own lives. Listen, each of us can have the day of Pentecost. And it starts with going into our prayer room. It starts with having, you know, a continuing relationship with Jesus Christ. The power of the Holy Spirit is real. All you have to do is just ask God to just rain down on you and allow God to be God in your life. Listen, I'm doing 21 days of breakthrough prayer. And I can tell you this much. It has been life transforming for me. It has drawn me closer to my Heavenly Father. It has been enrichment to me. It has rejuvenated me. And I challenge you to do this. I challenge you out there to do 21 days of breakthrough prayer. That is just taking each day and reflecting and asking God to draw close, praying for your church, praying for your pastor, praying for the leaders of this nation, praying for everything under the sun. But most importantly, praying for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, not only on your life as an individual, but pray for a revival across this nation. Amen. I pray that you enjoyed this message tonight. And listen, allow God to be God in your life. I'm going to pray real quick. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now. We ask, Father God, for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We ask, Father God, for a deeper foundation. Lord, we pray for prayer to be our weapon. We pray, Lord God, for prayer to be earnest in our lives. We pray for the gospel's sake, for prayer. We pray that you will take us to the secret closet. But Lord God, in that secret place, that you will reveal to us more and more of you. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. I pray. Amen, Father, amen, Son, and amen, Holy Ghost. Listen, God bless you. Until next time, have a great, blessed day. Take care. Hello, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Soldiers of Light's Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ. Hey, do me a favor. Subscribe to the podcast, and I'm pretty sure once you subscribe, it goes as a blessing to the ministry, and it helps the ministry grow to where God can meet the needs of the people. Thanks again. God bless you, and I'll see you next time. Take care.